from the fifth spot on the depth chart right here in Studio B. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
You're doing well.
I'm doing better.
Yeah, I can see it in your
last
eyes,
week.
Man.
Yeah. Man, I was struggling.
Yeah, you're less struggly today.
Yeah.
Good for us. Good for all of us.
Still really, tired. You know? That's
just...
For everybody, I'll say it publicly, I had COVID.
Yes, you did.
During Thanksgiving week.
Solid. Yeah.
And that's the first time I had it. I'm still tired, though. I'm still dragging.
Yeah. No, it's
doing better, but I can't hear anything still. My ears haven't popping on for the most part, but yeah, a little more energy this week.
Yeah, a little pep to your step. You needed it, really.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We all appreciate
4 days laying in bed.
I do love being lazy. Ooh. I wish you didn't have to be
Not that. No, man. I hear you. So
it's been a great sports week. Glad to see you.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, tons of stuff. We could, you know, sometimes we just talk about the weather for way too long.
Talk about food.
We absolutely talked off.
We'll do that in February, I think.
Starting February, as soon as the Super Bowl ends, the next show we'll
do. View from the table?
Yeah.
View from the hotline.
We really don't need... I'm really, really... Let's take
I don't
notes.
Need any more time. I don't need any more time for that.
We'll get
but
back
anyway.
To you guys next week. Yeah. We're gonna make some changes to the format.
Life and times from the hotline.
15 minutes of food, 15 minutes of football.
You do a free-for-all.
I mean, this is what the overnight shift is for, by the way. If I'm not mistaken, we've talked... Yeah. Like, we should just fire off at about 9, till about 3, and we'll just talk about food and football all day. Or all night. I mean, I got nothing else to do.
No.
Just kidding. I got lots to
do.
So many things.
All right. Where are we starting off at?
We're going to start right up at the top. We're going to start Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to throw you a curveball on that one.
Badgers.
The Badgers, they are relevant. They're both... their basketball team is ranked in the top 25.
Oh, we're starting to talk basketball.
We're going to talk basketball and football.
Okay. All right.
We'll start out... Their basketball team is ranked in the top 25. They've started their Big Ten conference schedule. They played one Big Ten game. They won. Mm. Now they are playing Jackson State.
Okay.
To round out the weekend, Jacksonville State or something like that. They're looking really, really good. The bracketology has started. So the March Madness NCAA tournament starts
already
in March. Yeah, they call it bracketology. There's a science to it now, where they're able to track from basically game one till game 35, who's in and who's out. The Badgers are looking like a fifth seed. They're looking really, really good. They have so much experience, and it's really, really showing.
Okay.
That's really all I got to talk about basketball, because they're going to get into the season. I'm going to talk just way too much about every Badger basketball game that pops up, because I love Badger basketball. I've been, that's my wheelhouse right there. That's my NBA draft. Is talking Badger basketball.
Okay.
But Badger football.
Yeah, there's some news there.
See, that's what I wanted to show you there. The Badgers, for the first 35 years of my life, weren't a school, a destination school.
Sure.
Not even a little bit.
Okay.
There were offensive linemen would come and running backs.
Right.
And that's just what they did. The last couple of years, starting with Russell Wilson about 6-7 years ago, and moving into this last year, they picked up a Tanner Mordecai in the transfer portal.
Okay.
Transfers have become really, really easy in college for anyone keeping track at home.
How much money do they think they offered him?
Well, I haven't looked into what they offered Tanner Mordecai, but it tells you that the Wisconsin collective, the name and image likeness community at Wisconsin is real strong. Because they've been, the last 2 years, been able to get a top-flight senior quarterback with 1 year of eligibility remaining to come to Madison under an air raid offense. Last year, it was Tanner Mordecai. Mixed results. 7-5 record.
He was also injured.
Injured a couple of times. Really strong rushing attack, but I think that was more of what their offense looked like.
So what happened today?
Today, they got an Alex Van Dyke.
Tyler
Van Dyke from Miami. He's a senior.
Okay.
He was like the 100th ranked recruit coming into college as a freshman. He was the freshman of the year at the University of Miami. He's had three different offensive coordinators. He's been a 3-year starter for an ACC team. I got it down here, 7,400 yards, 54 touchdowns, 23 interceptions in his career. He instantly, I didn't think quarterback was really the problem for Wisconsin last year. And they loaded their quarterback room with freshmen and transfers last year.
Right.
The freshman that played most of the year this year, Looks like Braden Locke was his name. Looks like he's going to be a backup again because Alex Van Dyke has an NFL caliber arm. He's been hurt. Or Tyler Van Dyke. I don't keep saying Alex. Tyler. He's got an NFL arm. It was one of those kind of surprising transfers anyway because
coming from Miami to go to Wisconsin.
That Bear Raid offense, man. They being able to give you an NFL ready NFL experience and at Miami they weren't that good. They had some really weird boneheaded losses this year.
Sure.
And as a quarterback, you know, you catch a lot of flack. So he decided that's enough of that. I'm out. Became to Wisconsin. And like I said, they've now had two great quarterbacks in a row, better than any quarterback they've had since Russell Wilson in back-to-back years. So it's really impressive. You know, like I said, I'm sure it's going to cause kind of a ripple effect in that quarterback room. Freshmen who have come might not stay. Guys who are sophomores might look to transfer out because that's not their... They're not going to start anymore. But it gives the Badgers that leg up. They lost a couple of transfer wide receivers left, but they're getting talent.
This is going to be a long... It's the long game, I would assume, in this one.
Yes, Luke Fickell is one of the better recruiters in college football, has been everywhere he's been. Their coaching staff looks like it's going to all be retained. Their defensive and offensive coordinators are all coming back. Yeah, they're becoming that neat. They're the next team. Basically, they're battling a Penn State to see who's the third best team in the Big Ten because you're never going to be Michigan, you're never going to be Ohio State, but you can be better than Michigan State, Penn State, but Purdue, Illinois, Iowa, and that's just fine for me. I think the really next year 7-5 is the absolute minimum. If you're not a 9-10 win team next year, I feel like the Badgers are underperforming. But, yeah, I just wanted to get that out of the way. Sure. Also, they have a bowl game coming up, like I said, January 1st. They are playing the Heisman Trophy winner.
You know, clear your throat there, buddy. There you go.
Could you hear it?
It's all good.
No. We're semi-professionals here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, again, they got a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day bowl game against LSU. And LSU, Jaden Daniels won the Heisman this year. So, yeah. That it's, you know, you're going to see some real talent. LSU has NFL talent on all sides of the field. They were the fact that they're playing the Badgers, they're the 12th or 13th ranked team in the country.
Yeah.
So they got 2 weeks to kind of get ready for that. But, so that's some interesting news for next year. The Badgers are getting recruits, which is just weird because they've never had that in my lifetime.
Right.
The other news, we're going to go with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep.
They had a couple of interesting signings in the last few days.
Well, aside from having the actual money get to renovate and fix.
Well, they're officially going to stay in Milwaukee, which, duh. Like, they weren't going nowhere. You know, they just didn't, they're not going anywhere. They're sticking around.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
Wade Miley, who is their pitcher, who pitched, might have arguably been their, like, second best starting pitcher, injured a little bit. They signed him. But the big old news, for anyone keeping track at home, the Brewers have currently the second best minor league prospect in all of baseball. His name's Jackson Churio. He is 19 years old. He will be 20 next year. He played Double-A last year as a 19-year-old. Hit like 280. He's speed, strength. He's an all-around absolute can't-miss prospect. The Brewers haven't had one of those since the Gary Sheffield era, maybe Ryan Braun. Okay. It's been a very, very, very long time. They signed him to a, get this, and keep in mind, 19 years old, he's never played in the majors. He's played 6 games at AAA. 8 years.
Yeah.
$82 million.
Oh, my God.
It is, with escalators in there.
But this week, that's really chump change at this point.
I mean, it is the most money paid to a major league player before he's debuted in the majors. You're looking at, there's been some Cuban players who've been signed for large contracts. That's pretty much it. The 8 years, $82 million is the baseline. They have a couple of clauses, and at the end of that can be up to 10 years, $142 million.
Oh my God.
And he will at the end of that contract be 28, 29 years old. But he's on the track to be Ken Griffey Jr. He looks like, he's not the defensive player. Like, Ken Griffey Jr. is one of the greatest baseball players that has ever been. But this Jackson Churio, he's like, they signed him as a 16-year-old out of Venezuela.
Wow.
Yeah, the scouting department in baseball is amazing. What they can, but the they can find players all over Middle America, all over Japan, Europe, if they need to, at 16 years old, and just know. And this, they just knew. They signed him for a lot of money as a 16-year-old. Now they're re-upping. He's an outfielder. Hmm. The Brewers had a pretty crowded outfield. This really clears up everything. That makes him. They don't have to start him in the majors.
Sure.
But they certainly have opened up a spot for him at this point. It's a really, really interesting thing to see on a Brewers team that is great. I mean, they're one of the better teams in baseball.
Sure.
As much as they haven't won anything.
They did decent. They got into the playoffs, right? And they lost.
Correct. But they've been a playoff team for most of the last decade. They've been right around that playoff team. Right. And they've got a bunch of young talent. They've got some really good they've got really young outfielders that are looking like they're going to be something next year. They've got some young pitching that looks like it's they have ranked as one of the top three or four minor league systems in baseball.
Okay.
But this is the best prospect that I'm so excited to watch. He can be nothing except for disappointing at this point. Like he looks like an all-star. I mean, in the minors he hit .290. He had 35 steals. He had 20 home runs. He had everything. He checks every box. So you'll see him in spring training, starting. I'm sure getting the opportunity to be the everyday center right fielder somewhere in that lineup. He's gonna be in there. Baseball also did a funny thing. They're gonna be doing during the spring training. They're gonna be featuring all of the best young players in baseball. Are at the spring training complexes working out with the teams.
Yep.
They're going to set up games. So, like, instead of the Brewers and Mets playing a spring training game, it's going to be the Brewers and Mets young
it's like a prospects. G League almost.
It's 100% like the G League during summer.
That's right.
During spring training. Yeah, I like it.
I mean, you've got it. Baseball right now is kind of, you know, with all the rule changes last year
they're
and everything.
Trying to catch up.
Well, you know, look at NBA. You know, did that in-season tournament that I think was... From everybody's saying it was really successful. I mean, the Lakers won it.
I mean,
they hung a banner, I guess, last night.
I was gonna laugh about that.
I know.
If they
win the whole thing, though.
Side note: the Lakers are the most decorated franchise. Maybe
they have room.
Maybe in professional sports, besides
Patriots,
besides the Yankees,
yeah.
Right? Like as far as name recognition goes, LeBron James is on their team, quite possibly the greatest player of a generation.
Yep.
And they are hanging mid-season banners up like they
but
matter.
But the viewership, I guess, was... I mean, considering...
I watched a lot of them.
Yeah.
I did.
Because it kind of put some... It made things matter a little bit more than usual.
It made a Tuesday game at the beginning of December matter for the first time ever. This is the NFL. The NFL is always taking over this time of year as well. They should be. They're the best this time of year.
But
it's the playoffs.
Between the in-season tournament... And then the color changes on the courts.
Oh, the color cheese in those tournaments really made
it pop.
Made it pop, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked fancy. It made it look like a
so their like marketing department's working.
They know what they're doing. The NBA has always been great at marketing their stars.
But
they've always just they push those stars really really well in the NBA. But yeah, that midseason tournament. You're right. Major League Baseball is trying to get you to watch in 2 hours and to talk about it next year and to care about spring training. I mean, if Major League Baseball could make anyone care about spring training games, that's amazing.
Yeah,
whoever.
I mean, I've got friends that are adamant. I mean, love baseball. Yeah. Like they've gone. South to the
short list of things I'd love to do.
I got a lot of friends that go to the Cubs training facility.
Go down to Maryville, Arizona. Yep. My mom lives down there in the spring. I would really like to just spend 2 weeks just hanging out watching baseball.
Get a week just to get spent anything.
Yeah, we really should just stop doing sports. I just start talking just about things in life. Do you want to
baseball? Somebody got a really big contract over the weekend.
Oh yeah, Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Two-way player for the Los Angeles Dodgers. MVP of the league this year.
He's a phenom.
He's Babe Ruth. I mean, he's Babe Ruth.
Pitches and hits,
and does both of them at the best, level that anyone has seen. He is hurt. He got Tommy John surgery this year, so he will not pitch next year.
But he was on the Anaheim Angels, which is
Anaheim Angels, and he moved. Well, it's either north or south. I'm not really. I don't have a map in front of me. To Los Angeles to play for the Dodgers at 10 years.
No, not technically.
I'm going to say it's a 10-year, $700 million contract, but...
10 years of the back end, is all deferred. So he's actually only making $2 million
yeah.
a year for the next 10 years. Yeah. But then after that 10 years, then he's getting $68 million for another 10 years.
As a retired person, he'll be retired at that. He'll be 40. Yeah. He'll be nearly 40 years old because he's 29 right now.
But it's the rich getting richer, because by doing that, he's not letting the Dodgers get handcuffed. Because he wants to win.
Yes.
That's all he wants to do is win. He wants to do it as a team.
He spent many years with the Angels with Mike Trout, who is one of the other best players in baseball, and they were terrible.
Right.
They have not won a playoff game, haven't been to the playoffs in his entire career. He's with the Dodgers, a team that is perennially in the playoffs, if not winning World Series.
But it allows them with that flexibility now to go, well, let's pick up some more.
To compete with the Yankees just of the world. We can sign him. Whoever it is, they can afford to
buy the next trophy guy.
And I mean, hey, their Major League Baseball doesn't have a salary cap, so buy away.
Yeah,
it
sets a precedent. I mean, it's gonna open things up. Going, oh, we can really do that.
You know, the next guy comes along should probably say, because Shohei Ohtani, as one of the largest international stars in the largest sport in the world, second largest sport in the world, is making $50 million in endorsements this year.
So he doesn't need the money.
I mean, I don't know what his lifestyle is. I don't want to say.
It sounds like he's a very humble guy.
Seems like
he's a very private guy, too.
We could really talk for an entire episode about that. I've read really incredible articles about, he had a list when he was 12 years old of the 20 things that would make him the greatest baseball player in the world. He wrote it as his goal as a 12-year-old.
Nice.
And he wrote these things down, and every single day as a 20, he does them every single day. And it is keeping his body in shape, mind in shape, all the little things, he's been doing them. He's like a robot. It's an amazing
That work ethic.
Out of nowhere to just be the best, and he's the best.
It's Babe Ruth. Yeah. Pitching and hitting.
There are no comparisons to what Shohei Ohtani does on the field.
When he comes back and starts playing,
yes.
Are they going to focus him as a hitter or as a pitcher?
Well, next year, because he's coming back from Tommy John surgery, he's not pitching at all next year. He's only a hitter next year and only a DH. As a DH, he has a chance to hit more than he ever has. Because as a starting pitcher, after you're done pitching the next day, you don't hit. Your body is... So he's got a chance, really, to hit. Like, he might break the home run record.
Sure.
He's a guy who hit 35 home runs as a,
And he was out?
He played about two-thirds of the year this year.
Yeah.
And his numbers were ridiculous. I mean, like I said, if anybody's real interested, look up Shohei Ohtani. If you're a sports fan, you don't have to, because you know. But if you're curious... The numbers he put up are just, they don't feel real.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't feel like that's an actual numbers.
It's like a video game.
It is a video game. Yeah. If that guy in a video game would say, well, you can't be that guy. That's cheating.
Okay.
Okay. So that's baseball. And
what
Badgers.
Else have we got?
Do you want to talk about... Let's talk about the NBA, because we'll do Packers and Vikings, and we'll saltily...
Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about the news that just popped an hour ago?
What is it? Do you want to talk Draymond Green? Is that what you're talking about?
I just look to you.
What news are you referring to, sir?
Well, was it last night that Draymond Green, for the third time in this season, got in a little scuffle?
Draymond Green, power forward for the three-time NBA champion, Golden State Warriors, he is went to Michigan State. Is really like the linchpin of these championship teams. Great defensive player, great passer.
Yeah, right. He's got a little bit of a temper.
Irritant. He is a guy that you want on your team, but you don't want to play against because you're afraid you're going to punch that guy.
Yeah.
Draymond Green has been suspended more like a Dennis Rodman amount of suspensions. Yeah, yeah.
He was just suspended 4 weeks ago for the Rudy Gobert head choke.
He put a guy in a headlock in an NBA game and got suspended.
Five games.
And now he's ejected. He's got ejected last night, third time in 20 games.
Yep.
So he's been suspended indefinitely.
Yep.
I think
the league goes, you know, that's it. Because someone's going to get really. It's going to be like, remember we're on our test and that whole scuffle? And
100%.
There's going to be something that sets him off, and it's going to be against a fan.
Some guy, you're going to see maybe Rudy Gobert gets tired of getting pushed around by that guy.
Everybody. Anybody.
Somebody's going to get tired, or Draymond Green's going to get tired of being felt like he's the bad guy. Whatever
but he is
it
the
is,
bad guy.
He's the bad guy. He recently... The Warriors had a chance to not sign him.
I think, and they should have let it go.
They could have done what a lot of teams do and just get worse.
Yeah.
You cut some money, you get a little worse, you figure it out.
I mean, as long as you have Steph Curry, you have a chance.
They are currently three games under .500 because they've aged.
They have, but
they picked up Chris Paul in the offseason. Yeah, they picked up a 40.
One,
Chris Paul's my age.
Yeah, I know.
He's about as athletic.
But I'm saying is that the three games under 500, or those are the three games that he got ejected.
Right. Yes.
You know, so it throws the whole balance off. It throws. Yeah. I mean, that vibe in that locker room has got to be like.
You've got to be like he's our brother, right? Like we went through championships. We've done it together. But man, you are costing us.
Yep.
Your wins. You're costing us wins.
And on a side note, we got 8 minutes left only.
No way, man.
Yes, you got caught in the baseball, man. You're all hype about baseball.
I do get hyped about baseball.
You want to talk about some NFL before we have more time?
Let's quick talk about, we'll just talk about the Packers loss to the Giants.
Hold on. I got something for you.
What do you got for me?
Once a Packer, always a Packer. Like Shapur, call me Tupac.
Thank you.
Green and yellow.
Green Bay.
They lost.
We're just going to play that every time they lose. That's wicked. That's
the theme song. You type it in Google.
Oh, I know.
Green Bay Packers theme song. It's Lil Wayne, Green and Yellow.
Green and Yellow. I can't believe it took you a year and this long to put a... And then a picture of Adrian Peterson. What is happening
to Minnesota,
you?
That's a Minnesota Vikings fun.
Oh, Dunay. Oh, man.
Hey,
Packers lost to the Giants. God, you know.
Tommy DeVito, and I
love a good random New York media story. Jeremy Lin was a thing for a minute, and Tommy DeVito is a thing now because he was.
But they're winning.
I mean, they're not winning a lot. He's not.
Well, he's been. He's three games he's played. He's won the last two.
Yeah, he's 2-1. He's getting the Josh Dobbs kind of thing. He's Tommy DeVito is a rookie, undrafted free agent out of, I want to say, Illinois.
But the thing is, though, the last two games, he's looked.
He's a New Jersey native also.
Yes,
I know this
for a
fact. He lives
with his parents, too.
Lives with his folks. If anybody was watching the game
Monday night,
his agent and his dad looked like the most New Jersey thing I've ever seen. I had such a good time watching that.
Good fellas.
But man, the
but
Packers
he's playing,
lost.
He's looking really good. But the thing is going to be, nobody had any film on him. Nobody could do any research because they didn't know. They look at your college high school or your college career and they go,
And he wasn't great in college.
So now they've got some film. So that's how it usually works. All of a sudden they go, okay, this is how they're going to run him. So
it should. I'm not rooting. I mean, whatever. I'm not a New York Giants fan.
If he wins out, this will be a great offseason for the Giants.
I do love a good offseason carousel. That's getting there because, well, that leads to the thing. Is the Packers have lost. I don't care if they make the playoffs. I can honestly tell you.
I know you don't.
I'm not rooting for a playoff team.
No, you want
them
to lose.
But they're not a team that wins a playoff game. Same thing with the Vikings.
But they're also,
we can skip through. Like the Packers, we got 6 minutes. They lost. They're playing the Buccaneers, which is a playoff game to me, by the way.
Yeah,
the Packers, these are starting that spot in the season, 13.
No, because right now the Buccaneers are
6-7.
But they're first in their division.
Yes, they're 6-7, first in the NFC South. But the Packers need to. This is that if they lose now, they're 6-8. They're playoffs. They're not a playoff team. I can roll with they're not a playoff team. They don't have.
They're still in the hunt until the very end, I think.
But they're losing to teams that they should beat to make those playoffs.
Right. I mean, Love did look a little better. I'm not necessarily that game, but he's been looking good.
He looks like he's not the problem. Their running game is the problem.
Yeah.
Their offensive youth is their offensive line lack of talent on the offensive line
experience.
Is a real problem. That needs to be remedied in the draft.
Right now, I think they're standing at number 16 for the pick.
And, you know, draft me an offensive lineman. I don't need a quarterback.
They'll do a tackle.
Draft, great. Man, they've needed one for a few years now. And the Vikings, the same thing, right? The Vikings won, but they looked worse than the Packers did in the loss. They won 3-0
It's the lowest scoring game in 16 years.
I mean, I couldn't...
It almost ended up being a 0-0 in the overtime because... Yeah,
brutal.
Until the last minute and 56 seconds, Minnesota finally, with Nick Mullins, they took Dobbs out.
Josh Dobbs did finally. That fairy tale didn't last long.
Yeah,
that was 4 weeks. That was a real 4 week roller
coaster. Mullins is
actually
a decent backup. I mean, he has good stats.
He's been a career backup. Yeah.
17 games. He's got. He's decent, but so he gave a little spark to them coming in, and they marched
this
down
is their
the field.
Fifth starting quarterback that will Fourth. Be right. Cousins.
Yep.
Dobbs. You got Dobbs. Kellen
Hall?
Mond, not Kellen.
No,
Mond.
No, that was
his name.
Jared Hall.
Jared Hall. He played for like three snaps.
Sounds like it's going to be Mullins is starting. Jaren Hall's going to play backup number two, and Josh Dobbs is number three.
Just like that. He went from being something to being nothing.
They tried it. They tried the experiment to see if it was going to work, and that's why he's a traveling
backup. So the question, and we've probably got like 3 minutes left, so we can't get too in-depth. And, man, we're going to talk about this best and worst, who would you rather, next week.
Okay.
But so the Vikings aren't a playoff team, right? Like, are you...
Their defense is top five.
Yeah.
Finally.
So are you, at this point... Are you rooting for them? That's a playoff team, right? Like, they're not a winning playoff team.
I mean,
Nick Mullins is going to start for you a playoff game?
Daniel Jones did last year.
That's true. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, in years past, defense wins championships. That's what everybody said. You know, all the big guys. You know,
I mean,
look at the winning quarterbacks from the Super Bowl.
So at this point in their season, are you looking? I mean, Rich Gannon was a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. Brad Johnson,
the Pro Bowler. Yeah, weirdly enough, Pro Bowler. You know,
I know. Yeah, we had him for a while.
He was probably a Vikings Pro Bowler. So if you're the Vikings and you're going into the offseason, are you rooting for change, or does this feel like they're getting better, or does this feel like this is an outlier and
there's so many. I mean, we need a running game.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is going to get re-signed.
That's so fun.
Well, you know, I mean, just yes. So they don't need a receiver because JJ's finally going to be back again. You know, we got a receiving core.
You need an offensive line.
Yeah. You know, we got a great offensive line. The defense looks great, and we can hold on to Brian Flores.
So for three years, next year and three more years. Would you rather be the Packers or the Vikings with everything they got on both sides of the ball?
I'd still be the Vikings.
You'd still rather have that Vikings roster than the Packers roster?
The only thing we're lacking is a quarterback. Just, we don't know what, and a running game. That's it. Our defense.
Just a quarterback?
Yeah.
It's just a quarterback?
But, you know, before Kurt.
Sorry to make a big speech.
Before Cousins got hurt, he's definitely going to be a pro bowler.
But if you
they were looking really good, the JJ got knocked out.
I mean, so if.
We need a young quarterback that's our franchise quarterback.
But you can't draft one in the first round. Well, you can, right? This year you can draft one in the first round. You could find yourself a first round.
They're looking at maybe J.J. McCarthy from Michigan.
You could find a guy at the end of the first round, like a Christian Ponder, to draft in the first round, right? That's a successful trip down memory lane.
The problem is, you know, if you draft a quarterback in the first round, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
We've got less than a minute.
Gosh.
Talk about it before, though. It's never a for sure thing unless it's a for sure thing like Andrew Luck. Trevor Lawrence.
And even this year, I mean,
it's CJ Stroud.
The first guy pick in the draft this year, not a sure thing.
Yeah.
The third year pick in the draft, not a sure thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
Zach Wilson. Second
pick. Well, he's a sure thing. He's terrible. He's assuredly terrible.
It was horrible. I don't know.
I want to thank WDRT. We got to do this again. It's really, really fun
to
show
up. You got a little bit of time. You got
to talk about a sport. But,
you got 30 seconds.
Are you sure?
All right, well, we will talk about the season of giving going on.
It's an important thing to mention, man.
Going on from now until December 31st, you donate, you enter to win. There's custom limited edition WDRT mugs, Wonder State Coffee gift cards, and Nordic Creamery gift boxes, and the grand prize if you donate, $1,000 cash.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that real? Why? Well, everybody should clearly come down, dude.
You can donate. Go to the website, WDRT.org. Give you all the information you ever need.
Man, I'm glad we talked about that. That really was exactly...
Yeah, it's important.
I mean, I just learned something today, and that doesn't happen all the time. So thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.